Session number 15746, Reel 3.
Mr. Evans, Reel 3. Did you have any nightmares about it afterwards?
Worst feeling. I've never, ever since been able to sleep in the... at night with a manual type ticking alarm clock, because when we laid the mines, they were controlled by each mine had a clock that was set to release from the bottom for operational reasons. And the mass ticking of 160 clocks makes an impression on your mind. And I've never, ever since been able to sleep at night if there is a loud ticking in the bedroom. It's about my only after effect that I can think of. There's been no other sort of physical, sort of mental reaction, I don't think.
You said that those parachute officers wanted the degaussing switched off. Was it because it was making a noise and disturbing them or something?
It was keep... that they had a chance of having a nap before we moved. We were planning to move about 2 in the early morning to go alongside Penelope after she'd unloaded her soldiers and gear. We were then going to proceed alongside HMS Penelope and transfer to shore across her all our gear. And they had a chance of a nap for a couple of hours. But the noise, they said the noise, the senior officers said the noise was too much and they couldn't have a nap. It was keeping them awake.
What was this Operation Slapstick that involved the ship?
Well, that was those ships named there. They were all crowded with paratroops and sent from North Africa to Taranto because there wasn't any aircraft to drop the paras. Italy had surprised us all. She capitulated early, I think, and we just weren't ready. We didn't have the aircraft to fly the paras over for the planned attack. And we all had to be done in a hurry.
So you were on Operation Slapstick when the ship was lost?
Yes.
And these ships involved were various cruisers like the Aurora, Penelope, Sirius, Dido, and USS Boyce.
Boyce. Mm-hmm.
Now, did you get another ship eventually during the war?
Oh, yes. I got an emergency call to HMS Melbrick because the captain of the Began had been bombed out in London, and I actually was taken off course as gunner's mate, special course, to fill the place. She was desperately in need of a captain of a B-gun for D-Day and Normandy. Just the remaining following days to Normandy.
What was the name of the ship?
Melbrake, a Hunt-class destroyer.
What did you think to this ship?
Well, the little I saw of it, they were certainly very friendly. They gave me a good send-off in the wardroom and the petty officer's mess. I was in a nice little mood when I left. left quite happy.
Can you describe your experiences aboard the ship during the Normandy period?
Not really. It was just a matter of patrolling the shipping lines that saw a few of the buzz bombs going through, and we just shepherding ships to make sure they were in their in the lanes for landing.
Any attacks by the enemy?
No. Well, just a matter of any suspected vessels. We fired starsh all over them to identify them. That's all. There was no actual shooting. It's serious.
Now, and after your short time in this ship, you went to HMS Newfoundland, Can you tell me about that, please?
I wasn't very, very keen to do the gunnery course that I was taken off. And it was either finish that or go out and fight the Japanese. So I elected to go and have a do with the old Japs. And I didn't advance my gunnery rating by doing so. I kept my old rating that had come through the war, but I'd already decided I was going to leave the Navy as soon as the war was over. So I wasn't in any sort of career-minded. I'd already decided I wasn't going to continue in the Navy. I'd prefer to switch back to civilian occupation. Of course, I'd met my lady girlfriend that I intended to marry.
Did you see any action with the Newfoundland?
Yes, we got the normal anti-aircraft, one or two kamikaze shots.
Whereabouts was this?
Off the southern Japanese Sea. We were engaged. We did a bombardment of the Kilri, which was the headquarters of the Japanese Naval Command. And one of our main jobs, we did the first ever daylight bombardment of the Japanese coast in daylight. The American Admiral Nimitz was leading the show. He called us in and said he'd like us to ride shotgun for him for the mighty Missouri. USS Missouri is a very famous ship. And we actually led the combined American US fleet and the British Pacific fleet to the first ever attack in daylight on the main targets on the mainland of Japan.
What was that like?
Well, it was quite tame. There was no retaliation at all. No retaliatory air attacks. And with me being on the main anti-aircraft position, we just watched the show. We had a buffy on the gun, and we had sandwiches, corned beef sandwiches and peaches, the guy I can remember, just watching the show. It was quite an easy job. The main armament of the 6-inch guns on the Newfoundland picked the target up fairly quickly, and she was excellent. She's well known as a bombardment ship. And she flattened the target in no time.
What was the target, did you know?
So it's a steelworks, I think. And I know what, south of Tokyo somewhere.
Can you describe what the kamikaze attacks looked like?
Well, they overflew us to get to the... they were after the carriers. But we got shots off at them, we did the best of it. Can't remember any visual hits. Might have been near misses on them that put them off.
Did you see any of the kamikaze attacks go in?
Yes. American carriers. On two occasions, we saw American carriers getting hit. Time's so hazy now, I can't remember names anymore. Oh, dear. What's the age?